food choices, and climate change. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Food choices shape far more than our health. They influence land use, water resources, and the amount of heat-trapping pollution released into the atmosphere. Because of this wide-reaching impact, scientists have begun to measure just how much dietary change is needed to slow climate change. According to a new study by researchers from the University of British Columbia in Canada, 44% of the global population would need to change their diets to keep warming below 2 degrees Celsius. The study, which was recently published in the journal Environmental Research Food Systems, found that when projected population growth for 2050 is factored in, the share of people who would need to change their diets rises sharply to 91%. Food systems are responsible for roughly one-third of all human greenhouse gas emissions. A relatively small portion of the population produces a disproportionate large share of these emissions, but dietary changes are needed across all income groups. So what can we do? Start by eating only what you need and reducing food waste. Reducing or eliminating beef consumption is especially important as it accounts for a large share of U.S. food-related emissions. Voting with your dollars is another step. By choosing sustainable foods, consumers signal to businesses and policymakers that change matters. Conversations about diet, sustainability, and climate-friendly food policies can also create pressure for systemic improvements in food systems. Reducing greenhouse gas emissions isn't just about flying less or driving electric. The future of the planet may be influenced as much by what we buy at the grocery store as by any other action we take to combat climate change. Earthwise is a production of WAMC. Find us on social media at WAMC Radio and listen anytime, anywhere, wherever you get your podcasts.